Hello, this is Mary Buckley with an item sent into Soundings by Chris Allam from the Uxbridge Amigos Talking Magazine. By way of introduction, Chris says, "What links blind boxing, a local newspaper, and Brunel University? Well, a lovely young man called Adam Solan. I first met Adam in the newsroom at Brunel University, just up the road from me, and was immediately impressed at how he didn't let a sight loss stop him getting on with his busy life. Apart from his blind boxing, which he'll tell you about shortly, he's training to be a journalist as part of a very innovative course at Brunel University. The students learn how to produce a local paper by actually producing one, and very good it is too. And now it's time to hear from Adam himself.
Fighting for equality. My name is Adam Solan, and I'm an up-and-coming blind boxer. During the period of my teenage years, I developed an eye condition, which resulted in a rapid deterioration of my eyesight, which led to me being registered blind. I faced several hurdles and obstacles, as being visually impaired meant that I had to do things differently. Therefore, I had to start using a white symbol cane and learn Braille. Funny story, but since I was slightly chubby, this gave me an advantage to learn Braille later on in life, as my fingers would be more sensitive. That's what I was told anyway. I was always into sports, so I had to go at sports such as blind cricket and blind football and another one called goalball. But being a teenager walking with a cane made me feel really reluctant and vulnerable. So I then came across boxing. I've always been an enthusiast of boxing, but I never thought, being visually impaired, I could ever do it. But boy was I wrong. In a period of 2 years, I transformed my life, losing over 30 kilograms and just becoming overall more confident. Whilst doing this, I'm studying journalism at Brunel University. This is where I got the opportunity to get onto Sky Sports. I was able to showcase my talents as a blind boxer, explaining that boxing is all about body placement. For example, to throw a punch, you don't necessarily have to see the opponent, it's how you place your body. So what I wanted to demonstrate is sight is not the end all of everything. You can do whatever you want to do as long as you have the mindset and the belief that you can do it. I truly believe that sports will massively bridge the gap between raising awareness, as having a disability should not stop you from doing anything. Yes, there are ways to go about it differently, but does that not mean that everything has to be completely different? If you would like to hear more about my belief in boxing, then check out my interview on Sky Sports by searching blind boxing on the internet. This has been Adam Solan. Thank you for listening.
DNF Soundings.